slashers and scream queens, and welcome to the Horror Daddies podcast.
A podcast where we talk about horror movies.
And the daddies in them.
And I'm your film daddy, John.
And I'm your horror daddy, Ken.
Ooh, Ken?
Yeah.
Damn. So am I Barbie?
You can be. Okay. Or you're Oppenheimer.
Okay, I'll be Oppenheimer.
Okay, I've been Ken since 2010, just so y'all know.
He got evidence.
And I
as
got
well.
Evidence on Facebook photos and everything.
Well, this is the Barbenheimer podcast.
Yep, and that's Jackson.
And that. What's Jackson? What kind of movie is he? Oh, he's supposed to be wearing a MAGA hat.
No. Unacceptable.
It just says Florida, by the way, guys.
It doesn't really say
it
MAGA.
It doesn't say MAGA. But welcome to the Horror Daddies podcast. What movie are we watching today?
So when we moved into the city, apparently there were a giant gator living in the sewers.
It's like some super rumor.
Yeah, but apparently it was true. Saw a child get eaten. But we watched 1980s Alligator.
That is a movie.
That is a movie. It's like hour and 20 minutes, but it feels like it's 3 hours.
It really does. That movie's pretty fucking slow at the middle.
The pacing is not great.
No.
There's a lot of stuff we can just like, okay, let's get to the gator, y'all. I don't care about your sex life.
It is literally Jaws, let me copy your homework, but change it a little bit.
Yeah, so they made Crawl. I mean Alligator.
Oh, man. But honestly, not bad.
Not bad.
I liked it.
Best gator movie?
Crawl is really good. Mm-hmm. I know Lake Placid is another one that people
love.
I
grew up watching Lake Placid, loved it as a kid, watched it recently. Not as great as I remember.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have never seen it. I have the VHS. I still haven't seen it yet, but it's just Crawl so good. Like, Crawl is so entertaining.
Yeah.
But this one is not bad. It's just, I think I see Jaws, so it's like just copying Jaws.
It's from that time period.
Yeah.
Also, like, they like try to hide the gator, very like, oh, let's not show it.
And it's very good. Mm-hmm. Like, every time they show it, it's very effective.
Yeah.
There was even a shot that scared you, and and I was like, wait, what happened?
Because it was scary. You see it.
It's really good.
But I do like that they play with like actual gators where they do miniature city or whatever to make the gator look humongous.
Yeah, it's that's really cool. Creative. It was like only like one shot that it looked like a miniature set. And I was like, okay, looks really tiny. But even the animatronic looked really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the kills were really like impressive to see. Yeah. So I enjoyed it. As slow as it was,
little random at times, but yeah, we'll forgive it.
I know this movie was supposed to be a satire of the Jaws genre. That it started, because it was like they were making,
so it was supposed to be Jaws 3 People Zero,
exactly, pretty much. But it was like, because there was like a great white shark movie. There was even a movie about the killer sand of the beach. Like, they were just making movies like Jaws. But
okay, speaking of killer sand, because we were just talking, me and your girlfriend were talking about this 5 minutes ago. there is a movie where like you touch the sand and it like eats you.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. This is gonna
It was on Tubi. I was going down a rabbit hole, just clicking random and seeing what it suggested under that movie. This one's from 2016.
Oh, never mind.
But it's like, I seen a clip of it on Facebook, and like the acting's like sci-fi really bad.
Oh,
and like,
Jesus.
They step on the sand, it's like, oh, it got me.
It's like, just get out.
I can't move. And it's like, yeah.
So this is gonna sound crazy, but one time, I don't know what happened, I was eating cereal and my mind literally was like, I could die from quicksand.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how can I survive? Like, my mind instantly was like, I need to learn how to survive quicksand, because that could happen.
I remember one time playing outside, somebody said, oh, don't fall because there's quicksand down there. We were on a wall, a cement wall, where we were just walking on it. And so I was fall, there might be quicksand on one of these spots. And I was like, I definitely didn't fall. I didn't fall. It worked if it was true or not.
When you're very careful, that's true. Yeah. Dude, that's scary. But it's easy to get out of quicksand. It's not that hard.
I don't know. My fat ass.
It's surface tension.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is, baby. To lay it out. Lay out. If quick tip for Horror Daddies. You see, you always learn in the Horror Daddies podcast.
Always.
You lay down because you have more surface touching the sand.
Uh-huh.
And then you grab sticks and put it behind you, and then you fucking roll out.
Okay, but what if there's no sticks?
Then you kind of have to like crawl, like jiggle slowly.
Yo, I got it in the bag, yo. Y'all see... If y'all know me, y'all know that I can shake my ass like J-Lo.
Yeah.
I can get out like Jello. J-Lo, Jello, it all's the same.
What happened?
The straw fell. The straw fell out. The straw fell too much.
Oh damn! You
see, the straw came out.
Weights on the other side. Like the
This bottle's for protection. This bottle is for protection. But the straw came out and I couldn't suck up.
And that's a problem.
That's a problem in my community. If I can't suck, I'm not having fun. You know what I'm saying?
I'm keeping all of this.
That's fine. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn. Okay, so I do have... I'm going to start with the cast because I do have some fun facts about this movie, surprisingly. So this movie directed by Lewis Teague.
Yep.
And written by Frank Ray Perilli, John Sayles.
I think it's Sayles.
Oh, yeah, Sayles. Yeah, that makes sense. And then we have... I was watching this movie. I'm like, why does this motherfucker look familiar?
Yeah.
And we were thinking...
He's kind of handsome, too.
Yeah, very handsome man. Baldwin. And we got Robert Forster as David, which, you know, daddy from The Wolf of Snow Hollow.
The Wolf of Snow Hollow, who his son is a daddy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I were like, yeah, exactly. Like, very handsome man.
Jim Cummings was his son. Yeah, y'all know if y'all listen.
Great episode, by the way. Robin Riker as Marissa, which, Marissa? Is that supposed to be Dr. Kendall?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Marissa is Ramon's owner that she never finds out again, and I'm very upset about that.
They always call Dr. Kendall, not Marissa.
But no, when he was fucking her, it was Marissa.
Oh, ooh, I would say Dr. Marissa. With respect.
What's your name? Larissa.
She did suck his cock.
Who the fuck is Marissa?
Michael V. Gazzo as Chief Clark. Dean Jagger as Slade. Sydney Lassick. As Gutschel, and Jack Carter as there's more, but I mean Jack Carter is mayor, mayor. It's just mayor.
Yeah, because
they didn't give him my name.
Jaws.
Yeah, evil literally. Mayor. That's true. Literally. Perry Lang as Kelly, Henry Silva as Brock, Bartman Braverman as Kemp, and then
What's his name?
Kemp.
Before that.
Brock. That's the reporter.
Name. No, real name.
Henry Silva.
And the name after that.
Brock. What?
Is someone there named Apartment? Is that what you said?
No, Braver Man.
Oh, I heard Apartment.
Apartment. Apartment. Apartment. But that's pretty much it. There's a lot of like random characters. But that's pretty much it. I will give you a little fun fact about this movie.
Give it to me, Daddy.
So do you want to guess who was the original director that was pitched the idea for this movie?
Was it Joe Dante?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So he was supposed to direct this. He passed it out. He passed it and went to direct The Howling.
This comes back from last week's episode if y'all listen.
And it's funny because Jaws too, so this is Jaws.
Yeah.
And then do you know the original idea for this movie?
I don't.
So this is a cool one. Mm-hmm. Last week, we talked about the what could have been Jaws 3D, right? Go watch that episode. This movie was originally pitched as a bunch of alcohol landed in the sewers and the gator got drunk and started eating people. He went on a rampage. So, but then the only reason they were like, nah.
Alcoholism equals anger.
He's an angry drunk. It happens. The only reason why they were like, it's funny, but we're going to pass, is that because they said it wouldn't make sense for him to be drunk because he would just get groggy and go to sleep.
That, and also gators are not in, well, I guess if they keep that part of the
plot, they were going to keep that, but it was going to be just, you know, it was instead of alcohol, instead of like chemicals or whatever. So it would have been kind of funny because it kind of is weird how it's like the crack cocaine or the crack, cocaine bear?
Cocaine bear, yeah. Crack and cocaine are the same thing.
Whoa. The cocaine bear kind of trend, but alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah.
And that's kind of funny. But those are two. I have two more, but it's later in the movie. We'll get there when we get there.
The budget for this movie, from what I can find, was $1.75 million. And apparently it grossed $6.45 million. Jesus Christ. Now for the release date. Do you need me to pause, baby?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I got napkins.
For the release date, it is 1980, but it was also had a release in New York in November. No, sorry. I think of April of 81.
Oh, okay.
So I guess for some people it's 80. Some other people might be 81 when this movie came out.
Interesting.
It's kind of like The Evil Dead, how it has 81, 80, 81, 82.
That's so funny.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Though, do you know why? Or
I guess
they just released recently.
Yeah.
Maybe they were afraid. They're like, oh, shit, we got
games. It released in November in L.A.
Gotcha.
And then later, I guess after November, after the year, it released in New York. So I guess that's why.
Okay.
Maybe because of the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know how some
just to make some money.
Because you know how some movies now premiere in L.A. like a month before and people are already talking. I'm just like, fuck y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't get Barbie. To see it.
Yeah, they get the nice premiere.
Yeah. But this movie, so this the plot of this movie, pretty much, very simple plot. It's in 1968, a teenage girl purchases a baby American alligator while on vacation with her family at a tourist trap in Florida.
Of course.
When the family returns home to Chicago, the girl's sorely animal-phobic father promptly flushes it down the toilet and into the city's sewers.
And honestly, but he's an asshole. He is animal-phobic.
Right. Like, why did you... No reason... First of all... Don't be buying gators.
No. What the fuck? I didn't know that was a thing. They 80s. Used to be selling gators.
I should have. I wanted to look that up, especially in this state, because it sounds like something from this state would do. Florida, man. I mean, there was that one time somebody threw a gator through a Wendy's drive-thru.
Wait, what the fuck?
Here in Florida. Yeah, because they got mad.
And they just had a gator in their car?
I guess.
Like, that's so crazy.
I don't fucking know.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah. Just don't be buying animals that you know you can't raise. It's like the whole problem with the Everglades now with the pythons.
Oh.
They let them loose because stuff happens. But now, like, the pythons are fucking with the ecosystem in the Everglades.
I don't know, bro. That's just complicated. Just look, adopt, don't shop. But yeah,
adopt, don't shop, but not gators.
Not gator. Don't shop gators.
Leave them in the wild.
Yeah, it's like don't adopt,
but don't shop dogs.
Yeah, but
or cats.
This movie does kind of touch on that too. How like because we do have like the pet owner that's like literally stealing dogs. Like so fucked up.
He would have gotten his ass beat if I caught his ass.
Yeah, and then they're also like it makes me feel weird because it's a shot where like they're kind of scaring this gator, and I was like. I feel kind of bad. Like, it's weird.
I'm also very upset that Marissa never got a closure about her gator. She never got the truth about her
missed
gator.
Opportunity. Maybe.
It would have been a real deep story.
Well, maybe we could do a third movie.
Okay.
And what we can do is that she has a connection with the son of this gator.
And what about the Holy Spirit, though?
Well, that one that screamed that night, baby, when David is screaming Marissa.
Oh.
She's screaming for the holy God, Jesus.
You're nothing but a trashy car.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my God. So what if, what's his name in the DC universe, the crocodile guy?
Oh, what's his name? Killer Croc.
Killer Croc, okay. So you think that Killer Croc and is born out of... alligator sex with
a human?
Do you think yes,
your mind's just like
do you think Marissa did things with her gator?
Oh Jesus.
And that's how we got Killer Croc.
Honestly, maybe that's why she didn't say anything, because she's like, oh my God, that's my ex-boyfriend. she was a little bit like, oh my God, David, kill it. Oh my God,
it just results in murder.
She crazy, bro. She a redhead, you know them. They know too.
Right, Chucky?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Example number one, evidence. But yeah. I might be a nerd. Actually, Killer Croc actually has a skin disease, and people think he is a gator, but he's not really a gator.
Is that really it?
Yeah, that's the original story. They eventually turned him into just
that's
half man,
boring.
Half gator. Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
It was really dumb.
Okay.
Kind of ableist, too.
I just want an origin story of Killer Croc where I see the woman or the man.
Just fucking a gator. He's
fucking a gator.
Wait, they lay eggs, so they need to get fucked. They don't have, have you seen a gator dick?
No.
Let me Google that real quick. No, I'm not gonna Google
it. Did you suck his cock?
Marissa, wow, she a freak, bro.
You're
or David.
Nothing but a trashy hoe.
It's funny. It's like back in when I was younger, I used to say
you fucked a gator.
No.
Got worried
that I was like half merman.
Oh, the top half or bottom half?
The bottom half, of course.
Oh, okay, but so no dick.
But I was like, yeah, my parents, they fucking fish or something.
Just having this weird lore, like, yeah, my dad just fucked up.
Yep, and then I got mermaid. And then I got called slur names a lot. But anyway, that's neither near or there. That was in the past, and I'm still fabulous.
You are.
But this movie does open up in Florida. They're doing a gator show,
and a man and dies.
Immediately, a man gets attacked, and we're like, and you still let her buy a gator?
Yeah.
Like
the mom's like, that's so fake. That blood looks so fake.
And it's then like, she's like, no, it's real.
Like this poor man gets drugged out like crazy, insane.
But she ends up buying him, naming him Ramon. So I will refer to the gator this whole movie as Ramon.
Ramon, which actually was named after a painter, which is the Ramon Santiago that you saw in the back. The poster is a painter. So I thought it was like the Ramones, like the band, but I was like, I don't know much of them. And so
I know a Ramon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy.
He was in prison with my uncle.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds cool. Doesn't mean he's bad. He was with your uncle.
No. It's that I didn't know they were in prison together, but where I used to work at, I met him, and conversations led to me knowing that he was in prison with my uncle. It's kind of weird. Shit. It's like a small world kind of thing.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm,
huh.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. He's thriving now, I'm assuming.
Maybe. I don't fucking know. But yeah, she adopts the baby gator, names it Ramon. She takes it back home to Missouri/Chicago, depending on where you want this movie to take place.
Yeah.
And the dad comes home mad as hell randomly and just flushes it.
We literally were like, wait, did we miss something?
I thought because the news was on, I was like, are they saying something about animals and that's why he got mad? But no, he just comes home randomly and just flushes it down the toilet.
Yeah, because like it makes sense because I don't think we see the dad at the beginning. So I think mama and daughter went
on the vacation on without the father, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And that's a long ass drive.
Mm-hmm.
So like with that gator eat?
They can go without.
Like for a while?
Well, I don't know about babies.
Yeah, I don't know about babies.
But I know they can, once they're full, they can go a while without eating. Because since it's cold-blooded, their systems are a lot slower.
I guess that makes sense. It's like snakes, where it's like they can go for months without eating.
That's why I know.
Yeah, that makes more sense. That's
true. I have
a
snake.
Mm-hmm. Gators are really fucking interesting. I know. Okay, last episode I said I'm afraid of sharks. I am. But gators are different. I think gators are so fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how
until
like
they get chased by one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The day I come face to face with one that's going to kill me, you'll hear it in this podcast that I'm afraid of them. But like the fact that they haven't evolved in like years and years and years because they're like perfect. Yeah, like perfect. Like, that's so scary, but so cool.
I wish they would just evolve for two-legged and they just look like a dinosaur.
Killer croc.
world, y'all listen, you know what we need to do? We need to find a human that's willing to get with a crocodile.
Make them evolve, baby.
Yep.
Have you ever eaten alligator?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, that sounds really fucking weird.
It just
You hate it? You have? Oh, damn. Interesting.
I don't want to because I feel like it's not on the normal pyramid for animal eating.
Like I mean it's like so common here. Like sometimes I go to places and they're like selling it. I'm like, I've been interested to try, but I don't know, it scares me.
It's no, I'm okay.
I've tried frog.
Ew.
Like frog legs?
Ew.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh,
it's just veiny.
Jonathan.
Daddy, chill.
Hey, yeah. Ew. Yeah, if it's not on that pyramid of the
food pyramid.
I don't want it.
Yo, that's a scheme, bro.
I know, but I mean, in my head, the normal pyramid of the chicken, cow, the and pig, I don't want it. I don't want it.
That's so
and
funny.
Even then, I've already cut pig out of there. It's just, it's now chicken, turkey, cow.
Yeah.
For me. Like, I just, if it's not that, I don't want it.
That's so funny.
I would not survive on an apocalypse. I would not survive.
You could just eat rice.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But sometimes I need meat. But, you know, I can find that in other places.
Ooh.
Doesn't mean I got to swallow it.
Save it for later.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
All right, let's roll Gator roll back into the movie.
Yeah, because we're only 2 minutes in. We meet David, Daddy, who's buying a dog, which I thought was very random meet him.
But it's kind of cute.
Yeah, he's buying a little Yorkie.
The guy we see one time later. That's it.
Yeah, we see him like two times.
That's true.
When he brings Marissa over.
I hope he got residuals for this. He's probably dead.
The guy at the pet shop, Gutcho, he tells them to, you know, watch for your shoes. Their puppy's teething, blah, blah, blah. Then we cut to an arm being found in the sewer which is such a reference to Jaws. Like
they didn't try. No, they didn't try to hide it. They're like, this is Jaws.
The arm.
And he's holding his hand with no gloves, no biohazard equipment, nothing.
He what do they call him? He's the coroner? Is that what he was working in?
He was working with the coroner because homicide detective. The homicide.
You know they used to that shit.
Yeah, no.
They're like, oh, dead body? Fine, I got it.
Yeah, like, I got it. Here you go, sir.
Yeah.
Hand it over.
It's only 2 days decomposed. It's not that bad.
And that's the thing about this movie. They find bodies like this. Like, you see them get in, the next scene, we found a body. It's like, how the fuck?
It's like the body's got Find My iPhone on them. It's super quick.
Yeah,
One of them does make sense of why they found it so quick. But
that's
true. Yeah, well, I guess
like they all technically
getting flushed out of the sewer, so that's maybe why. Because they do make a joke. They're like, oh, we found the boot. And I was like, oh my God, they found a boot.
Yeah.
Where's the foot? Where's the foot? They find the foot later.
The gator was like, ugh, I don't eat this.
Yeah.
They make fun of my boy's hairline.
A lot. Yeah.
That's one of the facts that I have. Apparently, Robert Foster came up with those lines. And the writer was like, that's funny. So they just kept it. All improvised.
He's making fun of himself.
Yeah. But then suddenly, his hair was all full for the next movie. So people were like, he got surgery.
Oh, yeah. I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
But you want. But first of all, I love that confidence in a man. It's like, make fun of my thin hairline.
Well, I mean, but in the movie, he's like, stop.
His character.
Yeah. But he was, you know, he made fun. He was like, fuck it.
He got the confidence. And that's why Marissa's attracted to him.
Yeah. She's like, it makes you look like Carlos. You? Yeah.
Yeah. He's lucky. Oh, wow. Thank you. He's lucky. Marissa's lucky I wasn't in the movie.
Why not?
Because I would have told her that Ramon was hers. Go find your gator. Leave me alone with David.
But then you three could have, you know.
I don't know if I like it that way.
I guess that's fine. I'll take her from you.
I don't. It's all about the PE.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm into it.
Okay. That's okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. But apparently. What PE? I don't know what PE I'm talking about, though.
That's true. Put or do? Which one? All right, so then
this is lady that shows up. They're because they found her dog, and it's supposed to be a Lhasa Apso, which are tiny dogs.
Yeah,
LA,
and she has like a little shirt. Like, this is his shirt. But then they find the dog,
and the dog's a Great Dane.
He's
the
massive.
Size of it. So they're like, how the fuck did the dog grow in 2 months? So what we find out is that the shop owner, he steals dogs, takes them to the scientist Arthur, who works for Slade Pharmaceuticals, and they're working with like grown hormones. So these dogs, when they're dead because they don't need them anymore, they dump them into the sewers. And this is why our gator is super massive, because he's been eating
steroids
pretty much of dead dogs.
Yeah, that's so fucked up. And also, a company, anything named Slade, evil immediately.
Yeah, he's not slaying.
No, not at all.
No, because they're killing dogs, and I don't support that.
Technically, slaying dogs.
And I don't support
that. It's a different definition than what we mean.
I just don't like that.
No, it's so fucked up.
No, it is. It's like, fuck you, Slade. I'd rather have the DC Slade.
Yeah, from Teen Titans? That man Slade scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, he's Slade.
Yeah, he's Slade.
Not this Slade.
No. So
this Slade was dumb.
He was dumb. Also, it's weird. Weird how like nobody noticed that this company was doing all this when they found the drugs that they were testing animals on, and they're like, no, that's not us. And they're like, oh, okay.
Well, I think that what they were trying to do is that Slade has so much money that he can get away with anything, and that's why he got David fired later in the movie.
I guess that's true. I guess that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like the money is power
because he's getting too close to the to the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what was their goal. Like, they were like, oh, we just gave them
I don't know if the animals are just testing for then human trials.
Oh, I guess that maybe makes more sense.
But it's like, what are we growing?
Exactly. But it could be just, like you said, it just affects animals differently, mm-hmm. I guess, or over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what the fuck they were growing.
Oh.
We're testing for.
Do?
I think Slade and Arthur were so conscious about their dick sizes, and the growth hormone was for them, but they didn't want to overdo it, so they had to test it on animals, see how much it would, you know, grow. Because if you inject your dick with it and then it grows 35 feet, how the fuck are you going to explain that?
I mean, the boys has a love sausage and they explain it.
Honestly, though, I don't want it if it's that big.
Oh, come on.
Not a size
queen. You know, you would fucking wrangle it up like you're fucking.
No, that's too much.
What's that one that the gator guy? That famous, the one that died with the
Steve Irwin.
You would have been the Steve Irwin of Cox. Bro, you better be riding that shit. Oh shit, it's wild.
You know what rhymes with Cox? Crocs.
Crocs.
Oh, and you know, God. What's the Croc family? Alligators. Back to the movie.
Oh my God.
So yeah, but then as he's dumping the dead dog bodies, which Gutcho, you really work at a pet shop and you're doing this. But anyway, he goes into the sewer to try to, I guess, move a car, shopping cart that's blocking the water. Yeah,
because he needed the bodies to kind of flush away.
And he gets eaten by the gator.
Oh, shit, because he's massive. Mm-hmm. He's huge. We don't see much of him.
And that's when they find the foot.
Oh, yeah. And then later we find the foot. But it's so cool how this is shot. Like, he is kept in, like, in darkness, and like we see closest of the eye, which is really cool. It's really interesting how they did it. We do definitely see the gator way more than we'd see Bruce and Jaws. Not like as a whole, but like close-up shots and all that stuff. And it's just so cool how like they go from like a real gator to then the animatronic so quickly, and then sometimes to it walking away, and it's like so cool.
And then what they do is with the music, they flipped it and reverse it, and it's the Jaws theme, but flipped it and reversed
it. It's like wow 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 wow. It's like, yo, they literally copied everything.
Then David, he goes to question Arthur, the scientist. But he told them that pretty much he doesn't know what the fuck's going on, you know, trying to hide it.
Bodies.
Mm-hmm. So then Arthur talks to Slade, and Slade's like, don't worry about it. It's not the cops that we should be worried about. It's the journalist.
Oh, Jesus. And they're all fucking assholes, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, horrible. They keep asking, and he's like, yeah, no, can't talk, no comment. Conference. Yeah, the press conference.
Yeah, it's right after the,
And it's like, so no. Funny. Yeah, he's so over it. But
there's one, his name is Camp, he looks like a shih tzu, because his eyes are like bulging out.
Yo, that's actually pretty accurate.
Or maybe a pug.
He looks like a pug, I can see that. Pug,
yeah, but
shih tzus too, like when they get stressed out.
And their eyes, yeah, like, Camp was stressed out a little bit. But he's asking too many damn questions, and I just needed him to shut the fuck up.
And then for no reason, he's like, aren't you the cop that your partner died?
Yeah, you're the cop that, you know, let got their your partner die? Yeah. And I'm like, first of all, don't be bringing up the past here. We're talking about alligators right now, not you. Well, they don't even know what it is.
Oh, that's at this point. They still have no idea. They've
been finding body parts.
Because they were like, are you withholding information? He's like, no comment. That's like, obviously, motherfucker.
Okay, what if... It's not even the gator that's doing this. It's Herbert. But he's dumping body parts because he doesn't need them anymore.
So is the gator eating like animals that already had the...
So the gator just ate the reagent. You can't kill it.
Oh, shit.
Accusations!
Listen, I'm not blaming my daddy, Herbert West, on anything. I'm on his side, but it could be a possibility that the body parts are coming from Herbert West and not the alligator. There's a possibility there.
I don't know. That sounds like something else.
Well... I tried.
False accusations, baby.
False accusations.
Thank you.
I mean. So then David is looking for a partner to help go into the sewers. Nobody wants to help him.
He'll die.
Because they're like, anybody that's with you is going to die.
You let your other one get and shot, brother. It's like, brother. Motherfucker,
accidents happen. He tells a story, but I lost what it was about.
He doesn't tell it later. With
Marissa.
The Marissa. He just got shot, pretty much.
Yeah. So this Kelly decides to volunteer. But when Kelly volunteers, this scene feels so out of this movie.
Out of place.
A guy comes in doing a bomb threat with a thing on his chest. And it's like, wait, Are we in a creature feature or an action movie?
And then, like, no one seems stressed out. No. They're like, oh, man. Like, well, you know, really?
It's because it's before 9/11.
Oh, that's true, actually. Wait, that's a good point. Yeah. That's actually a super good point. Yeah.
That's why they probably, the scene is not that serious.
You're so right.
So they're just like, oh, here we go. Another guy being kind of killed. Because the guy walks in, he's like, I just murdered a man.
He murdered a man that in the sewer.
Oh, that was his excuse?
He's taking, yeah. He's,
okay, so then the cop is like, all right, hey, this guy, can you come put this guy into questioning? And then he's like, oh, no, I'm not here for that. I'm here to murder all of y'all.
And
then
everyone's like, ugh.
Bomb.
It's like, he pulls out a timer.
Yeah.
But the thing is that nobody notices that his shirt looked like he got a box inside of
it. The thing is, he had a wire coming up taped to his face. And it's like,
like, what's going on here? There's
clearly something wrong with him.
And they're like, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. So, and that's why, because it's before, you know.
Yeah. So then he, like, they arrest him because obviously he did just threatened the police officer.
And it wasn't a bomb. It was just a radio.
Yeah. And it's super random because it's going to come back later. They literally set it up for no reason. And the clock, not even a reason to set up.
We really didn't need this setup. No. David could have went in later and just grabbed it and be like, yeah, we had that in evidence. Fuck it. What the fuck?
No need to explain it.
Right.
So, but then Kelly and David ends up going to the sewer. Mm-hmm. Sewer. And then Kelly fucking just goes missing.
Yeah, he goes missing. This scene is very long. They're looking for him. And then Kelly just want to grab some ass because we're just zooming in into David's ass and we're like, oh, the gator's going to get him because that's how Gutcho died.
Oh,
it was the same shot. But nah, it's just Kelly just takes a whole scoop of David's ass. And like,
he just literally sexually harassed David.
Yeah.
Like he'll be like, you know, I'm filing a sexual harassment case on your ass.
Or he liked it.
Oh, that's true. He didn't. He was like, yo, stop it. Side eye.
There's cameras right now. Maybe later. My wife isn't looking.
You should have told me.
Meet me in the cop car. We'll pretend we're going on a case.
We later found tonight. The gator. It was between Kelly's pants.
We'll go to the park later. But yeah, then they keep exploring some more. And there's a really cool shot where they're just standing looking at the map.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the light passes and you see the gator.
And that's where my girlfriend and you were like, oh, my God. And yeah, because like,
I didn't notice happened? It the first time. And I was like, that's really creepy.
That was scary. That was pretty good.
It was good. So then Kelly runs up on the gator and they try to leave. They're running away. But then Kelly gets taken. He gets dragged.
And he's like, no, and they're going to not, but they're going to think I did it again.
Well, it cuts to white, not even black. It just cuts to white and David's at the hospital.
Yeah, because Kelly went to heaven.
Yeah. And apparently when the nurse said when they found him, he was just in frantic screaming alligator.
Oh, yeah. The nurse is like, bitch, you've been fucking freaking out the whole time.
Right. So, you know,
he's not even worried about Kelly. He's like, God damn
no,
it.
No, he gonna, is, though.
No, he's going to be like, God damn it. They're going to think I fucking killed them again.
Well, because he was like, he starts getting dressed and he's like, I got to go find Kelly. There was an alligator. We have to find him. But at the same time, I was like, damn, I really don't want to get blamed for having another partner killed. Like, they're really like, going to think I'm the fucking deaf here.
It's like, low key, it's a selfish reason.
But, and also, he liked the way Kelly grabbed him. So he was like, I need to find this man.
His hands were soft.
Yeah, they were.
And I saw it between his legs.
He was a little twink, you know what I'm saying?
He was a twink? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kelly was definitely the
bottom. So what archetype gay does David fit in?
David's daddy. Just like...
Wolf?
No. Leather daddy.
I just learned about all these archetypes. Leather. They feel like I'm playing like Pokemon.
I get leather daddy vibes from David.
Leather daddy from David? I can see that. Mm-hmm. Even though he doesn't have any leather.
He wears a leather jacket later.
I thought it was a jean jacket, like a black jean jacket. Oh, okay, so leather daddy it is.
Maybe.
Okay.
Also just daddy.
Okay. That just reminded me. There's like, have you ever seen Arrested Development? Mm-mm. There's a joke that there's like this dad is super oblivious and his kids are wearing leather because like, oh, they're cool. We're cool. Mm-hmm. So he goes to like a store and he goes, I want a leather jacket. And they're like, what are you looking for? He goes, well, I'm a dad and I want to show I'm a dad. And I like leather. They give him like a straight up leather daddy. Like, he has no idea. He thinks he looks so cool because he's covered in leather.
So funny. So then this is when We meet Marissa Kendall.
Put some respect on her fucking name.
Marissa Kendall, doctor. PhD. She gives us that. She's like, oh, well, the gator that you saw can't be that big because the biggest in records have only been 15 feet. Mm-hmm. There could have been something else that you saw. You know, you were in a trauma situation. That's traumatic.
True. It might have been bigger than you expected.
Yeah. And
then you thought.
And that also, is, they can't really live in the sewers. They need sun.
And that food would go sparse. So. Yeah.
So then David, there's a newspaper about David that Kemp wrote. And it's pretty much talking all that shit like, damn, David got another of his fucking co-worker murdered. He's unreliable.
False accusation.
Yeah, because it wasn't his fault. It was the shark. I mean, the gator, not the shark, but the gator. So then that if reporter Kemp decides to go into the sewer, and that's when he finds the boot. But where's the foot?
he's looking for it.
Well, the foot was found earlier in the movie.
Yeah, he was. And then his ass gets fucking attacked.
It's like the Jaws 2 kill in the beginning with the camera. Yep. Yeah, he's just taking pictures as he's dying.
Yeah.
But he gets better pictures of the gator than they do in Jaws 2.
Yeah, because on Jaws, you got to squint, close your eyes, and imagine there's a fucking shark there.
It's like the black eye with like the face. Yeah, yeah.
But it's so fucking weird.
But this one, like they just said, can I get a gator and make it open its mouth? And I'm just going to take a picture right there in front of it.
They're like super professional shots. Yeah, they really are. It's like Insidious, like the ghost behind them. Yeah. Just like that.
So yeah, they get the shots and they're like, oh shit, it really is a gator. And then they're like, well, David, you're not that crazy. You're still a little crazy.
Fuck yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, they fucking believe me.
And then, like, the news is all out about this gator. Then we get this SWAT team.
And I have a fun fact about that.
Okay, because this scene's also very long, but it's just pretty much a SWAT team searching the sewers and nothing gets found.
Yeah, in the sewers drinking coffee, bro.
Yeah, but this is when Marissa appears and David's like, why is she here? We don't need her. But anyway,
but then he looks at her.
This is where, like, yeah, I used to have a baby gator. His name was Ramon. I was like, oh my God, she's the little girl from the beginning.
And we were both like, oh shit, that's actually fucking her.
And I'm like, we need her to find out that this is her gator because her daddy lied to her and said it died.
That's in the third movie that we're going to make.
We have to. I need her, Marissa, to know that this was her gator. I need the closure.
We need the closure. I'm surprised they didn't do it. I honestly thought that's what they were going to go.
Honestly, I would have loved if she would have found out and she's like, we're not killing this gator. This gator was mine.
I'm keeping it. And then it's like,
oh,
yes.
Are you going where I'm going?
I don't
know. She keeps it?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking like.
Tell me.
So the SWAT team is ready with the guns, right? And she's like, no, stop. Because you know how like they're looking for him and they're hold fire.
Oh my God.
The gator comes out and they're ready to shoot it.
Uh-huh.
She's riding him like a fucking dragon, bro.
Bro, that's not the idea I had. Oh. But that's a good one. That's a good one. Mine was, yo, she sneaks away. She takes this fucking gator. She goes to the countryside and this is the lady in fucking Lake Placid. This is Betty White. This is Betty White in Lake Placid.
Bro, we have to watch.
She raised the gator.
What if they like kind of connect them? Thank you.
This is Betty White's origin story of how she got the gator in Lake Placid.
That's good. That's good. We can write some good shit with this.
I know. Yo, people need to hire us.
So now don't copy us, guys. Can't do it. We copyrighted right
this
now.
This is Lake Placid, the beginning.
Betty White's so young and sexy. Yeah. David, she feeds them to David.
Yeah, because in Lake Placid, was that her husband died by the gator.
There we go.
But it was an accident. It was an accident, apparently, in Lake Placid.
Allegedly.
Accusations!
Yep, allegedly.
So the fact that I have about this movie, or about this scene, is that this SWAT team and everything, they were doing this scene, but nobody was fucking aware, so people thought there was a terrorist attack happening.
Oh, shit.
They just had like, because you know how like they have bazookas people just saw a bunch of cops with bazookas.
Yeah, no one informed the city there's a movie shooting.
So people called the cops and everything. Actual cops came over and they're like, oh no, they're filming a movie. Some people were horrified. People were scared that something was happening.
So I guess people were scared even before, you know.
I was like, yo, that's fucking hilarious. That's just imagine a cop with a bazooka. You're like, wait, what the fuck? Am I supposed to be here?
Do I need to evacuate?
Yeah, like, nobody's telling me anything. I'm like, sir, and they're telling me to shush down because they're filming like something. Dude, this is all disaster, bro.
That's so funny. Yeah, but they don't find the gator, so everyone just starts cleaning up and leaving.
Yeah, everyone's laughing at David.
Mm-hmm. But we cut into like a city corner where there's some kids playing outside. Rude ass kids, by the way.
I mean, kind of based. I get it.
But this I like this. It's pretty much the poster of the movie.
Yeah.
Or the poster of the 4K the movie, not the original poster.
Because it's in the sewers, the original.
But the new poster that they did for the 4K edition from, I think, I forgot the name, but
Gel Factory.
Yeah, thank you. They it's the gator coming out of the sidewalk.
Yeah, and honestly, that's like really cool. Like, it's funny, like the shaking, because it's obviously like they did it on afterwards.
And it looks like it's on a stage. Because even one of the kids, it just looks like he's on a stage shaking. Yeah,
and it's like, it's pretty cool though seeing it come out, because he looks massive and also real. Like, he actually looks really good. Mm-hmm. And even when it's coming out, it's an actual gator, but in a smaller set, it looks so interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it just, it, I don't know, it's a campy in such a way that, like, it made me like it a lot. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this looks so stupid, fake. Like, no, I can't watch it anymore.
I do like that they used a real gator and they just put it on a miniature set and just made it look humongous.
Yeah.
Also, there's a cop in this scene that crashes and he just gets his ass eaten because he doesn't move fast enough.
What version did you watch? He got his ass eaten. he was having a good ass time.
You know, I've been watching the good versions of these movies. But it's just like, people in this movie die because they don't move fast enough. And it's, I know it's for the plot of the movie, but it's like, y'all,
come on, guys.
Especially later. Later it just gets ridiculous. Oh, yeah.
Later, this is the funniest. But, contender to Halloween 2?
Yes. Yes. But there's this little blonde boy who like runs home, tries to tell his mama, she's on the phone, and he just resorts to violence. He just grabs a knife and goes outside. I'm like, I'll beat his motherfucker ass. Just stay in your house. What the fuck are you gonna do with that knife?
No reason for you to be out there.
No, he just runs out, and I'm like, yo, what you got in your hand? And he's like, a knife. No, because he's just running with his knife. And then David's trying to ask him a question. He's like, I don't know, it was like as big as a El Dorado. And he was just, this kid was just being rude
as hell. He's like, rude, they're out of the card, idiot, or something like that. I would have smushed
his head to the wall and said, I asked you a fucking question. What the fuck was the gator? How big was it?
I'm surprised he didn't say some slick shit about like, damn, he was bigger than your fucking forehead, bitch. Your hairline in the back of your head.
Oh, no.
You know, because this movie was crazy, bro.
But he basically says that it was the size of a car, not counting the tail.
Yeah.
So with the tail, two cars maybe.
Yeah.
But the gator's looking for a water to chill out, so it ends up going into this lake. But it doesn't stay in this lake because later on he's chilling in a pool.
Yeah.
Because it's a quick scene of him just hanging out in the pool, and I guess no one goes into their yard during the day and make sure that.
Is it the same night? No, there's a whole day because then they go to the park and everything.
Yeah, because this is where it cuts to the lake and everyone, they're throwing bombs into the lake to take
these
out.
These cops are fucking dumb.
Yeah, but we get introduced to like the hunter guy.
Fritz from Jaws 3.
Colonel Brock. Yeah.
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 He's flirting. He's trying to riz up Marissa.
But also Kendall, this movie turns very Florida. And they're taking this tragedy into sell gator merch.
Yeah, which I'm like, definitely that would happen. Yeah. Like, that's so crazy.
It looks like it's at Lake Eola here in Florida.
Yeah, we were literally like trying to look, but this takes place in
supposed to be Chicago.
Supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some motherfucker trying to sell a baby gator, and they arrest
him, and I guess, and I think that's supposed to come back later, that baby. And it's like, what did he do with it?
Yeah, exactly. And then he says, he's like, just do whatever, animal cruelty, whatever the fuck. Right. Which is like kind of ironic for this movie.
Yeah. So then, there's the news report on there to basically stay off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Then David is asking Marissa for help. We find out that she has, I guess, some DNA of the gator, I guess. And it shows her that he had growth hormones.
Yeah. So then they go back to the doctor. And he's like, motherfucker, what's this?
Right, and he doesn't want to talk, so that's when Slade...
I play the fifth.
Yep, that's when Slade goes to, Arthur goes to Slade, and Slade gets David fired, but then David, before he leaves the office, he steals the timer from earlier and some bombs.
That's it. This is why it comes back, because they have to set that up, apparently.
We are setting up the wedding, No, David and Marissa go to the sewer, and then they find out that they find like some dead dog. So they're like, "Oh, he's definitely gonna come back here later."
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they definitely know like what's going on,
right?
They are setting up the wedding. It's nothing like big.
No, I think we find out that Arthur and Slade are father and son-in-law.
Yeah,
and that's why Slade has been protecting him this whole time.
Yeah, because they got money.
Mm-hmm. But we do cut to a pirate birthday party.
Oh yeah. Oh,
which Jesus. I was not expecting this scene, and not I was at like, all.
I wasn't expecting this.
So, and it's kind of scary. So, these three kids have this one, or two of these two kids have this one kid, and they're taking him to the plank because I guess he's been bad. I don't know how pirates
work. Yeah, it's a pirate, like the traitor.
Yeah. And that's the instance, it's a pirate themed birthday. They take him, and the plank is like the pool, you know, the plank of the pool where you jump in. But they don't realize because we saw the gator in the pool earlier, the gator's still in there.
Yo, and he look, he like kind of looks down because he has a blindfold.
Yeah.
And you see it's the gator kind of hissing underwater.
You just see the gator's mouth in the water. And it's a very creepy shot. And the other two kids don't see it. So they just push this one kid into the water. And he just gets eaten. And it's like murder.
I got fucking done. She's fucking
they just committed murder.
You can say this movie is rated R. Thank you.
I fucked that bitch up.
Yeah, it sure did.
But then
Colonel Brock,
he grabs
these three guys from the neighborhood to help him find the gator.
He's paying them $10 a day to help him out. He's pretty much just using them like holding his stuff
to hold his equipment. But then,
like, damn.
But then he goes into an alleyway. This gator,
smart.
Not only smart, he has the power of Jumper. He can just teleport anywhere in the city he wants.
My man took Uber across the city.
Motherfucker was just in a suburb in the pool, and now he's in the city in an alleyway because he eats the colonel.
He was like hiding in the trash. Kill. Yeah, it's a really cool kill. You see it like fucking shaking around, and he's getting sucked in, which is so cool. It's all kind of like
the Quint kill in Jaws with the boat. Yeah,
and it's so sick, like so impressive. It looks really good, and they try to shoot the fucking thing, but they just run away.
Right.
They're like, hell no, I'm leaving. Presumably to tell the cops.
Yes.
Because then literally the next scene, we found the colonel's hand or some shit like that.
Yeah, because then David and Marissa, they get it on. Oh. After the sewer thing, they get it on, you know, whatever. Then they go, doctor. Then they go eat, and then cops walk into the diner or whatever. And they're like, hey, we found the body of the Colonel Brock. It was everywhere. And Marissa she got mad at David for something.
Yeah, she got upset for some reason. I'd missed it. I mean, I was like, I don't know.
I guess because he didn't want to try to find it. I don't know if he wanted to just give up.
He's not part of the case anymore. Yeah. So it's like he can't do much.
But then we get this random nightmare sequence with slow motion talking lightning.
It's Kelly.
And it's just a scene when Kelly dies.
So then that made me think. So if David is dreaming this, so is he watching the movie?
Yes.
Because it's in the point of view of the camera.
Yes.
So he's watching the movie.
Yes, he is.
Oh, this movie's deep.
Very deep.
Wow.
Also, his nightmare is induced by the movie he was watching, which was like a fucking dinosaur iguana thing.
And it kind of reminded me of somebody.
Don't fucking talk about me like that.
He'd be like, yo, Chucky was chasing me in my dreams.
Okay, first of all, I didn't come or send for you, so...
Hey,
don't,
bitch.
Don't.
UPS your way, bitch.
Don't Amazon me, bitch. Don't do it. I'm not no Prime, bitch. I'm not no Prime. But yes, I do that. I put on a movie. I can roast myself. I put on a movie and sometimes I end up having a nightmare. That's what happens when you fall asleep to horror movies. But you know what? It's the life I live and it's the life I love.
Wow. Okay.
Now that's deep.
We love a king.
Always.
My God, I love her.
Thank you. But yeah, then David, after his nightmare, I guess he goes to Marissa's house in the morning, but it's nighttime. Who knows?
It's so weird because it also we don't know it's Marissa because we just see the mom.
I figured it was her.
I thought so too
from the beginning,
but we don't set up that because the mom looks different because she's older now. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we didn't see a scene of this lady. We just see a random lady acting crazy.
Yeah,
and then Marissa comes out, Doctor Marissa.
And she's like, "Good morning."
And like going her little robe and everything.
Yep. And then she goes, "You want to go see my rock collection?" And
the mom's like, I know what you're talking about, you fucking whore. I saw you fucking screaming.
She's sex positive. first of all. And yeah, so then they go into the room and David's like, I'll help you if you know, blah, blah. So their plan is, you know, lower the gator, see to find him so they can, you know, kill it. This is when there's a random boat scene of them chasing the gator through like a canal. And I love that the gator says, oh, y'all won't fuck with me. They're shooting at it. The gator just pops his back out of the water and the boat just flies.
It's like a ramp. Yeah. And the guy holding the grenade drops it.
And the boat just explodes. But the fucker in the boat survived because I see him later doing a fucking...
interrogation or interview or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, it was crazy. There was a gator in the water. Two guys get eaten. One gets his legs eaten off.
Yeah, and that was a cool one.
Which I think they reference it in Lake Placid.
Yeah, oh, okay, cool. It kind of reminded me of Piranha because of the bottom half was gone.
Aquatic horse, all one big
blur. It's literally the same shit.
So then there's a wedding.
Yep.
Again, Gator just teleports.
He was like, what's up, fuckers? I'm about to crash this shit.
Yup, and he just comes into this wedding, and it's just chaos. People are just flying.
No reason.
He's hitting people with the tail. He's eating people.
And
people
everyone, instead of running away, they're running around the gator.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
It reminds me of that one video of the guy walking around the backyard just slapping people, even the kids. Yeah. This is the gator.
Yeah. Oh, that's a funny one. Just everybody. Then we got Slade.
So Slade gets into his car.
Yeah, he's like, yo, we gotta get out of here.
But leaves the mayor outside.
Yeah, fuck the mayor.
Mind you, the gator is literally 100 feet away in the chaos of the wedding. People still running around it. And the mayor's like, let me in. Motherfucker, just run.
Run direction.
Run towards the gate. Run towards the entrance. But then I guess the gator was like, hey, this is all your fault.
Remember?
Yeah, I remember. You're the one feeding me those steroid dogs.
And also, like, Slade is so worried about getting in, but doesn't tell his driver to drive away.
He was telling the driver. The driver just wasn't driving.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He's looking back like, damn, that's a big-ass gator.
Right. He's so distracted. You can tell they're not from Florida.
No.
So then the gator just comes and eats the mayor because he just stood there. And then Slade could have just got out the car and ran, but yeah. No, he just lets the gator squish the car and kill him.
That's it. That's how they died. But it's so ridiculous because we have like a good like
3 minutes that they could have ran away.
Of people flying,
yeah,
like they're just throwing themselves
and flipping everyone, and it's just people running like ants all around.
Yeah, it's like so weird.
The director said there's gonna be a gator in the middle of this wedding animatronic. Just crazy.
What if it was just a random wedding and they just threw in this animatronic gator? People just started flipping out. What if a real gator
showed up talking about like it's mating season? Yeah. It's like, yo, that gator is big.
Like papa.
So, you know, after the gator has his frenzy, he's feeding frenzy, he goes back into the sewer, and this is when David and Marissa
teleports
are like,
back.
Yeah. David and Marissa are like, let's kill it. So, you know, David goes into the sewer. There's a bit of a chase scene here. And then
the theme song backwards.
And then as David's trying to escape, a fucking lady just parks on top of the sewer grate, so he can't get out. And Marissa's telling this lady, "You need to move." Someone's like, no. Underneath the car, and she's like, "What do you mean?" And I'm like, she just pushes this old lady out the fucking way, which I think this old lady dies because when David gets out of the sewer, when the timer goes off, that same car explodes.
Yeah, we're like, that lady dead.
Yeah.
Yep. So how funny would it be if Dr. Marissa would have gone and tell that lady, back away, he needs to come out. And then the lady comes out, leaves, and she opens it. It's not that one. It's a different one. David dies. Just explodes.
I love that she knew where he was.
The same one.
Yeah.
She got to find me on her Apple Watch.
And then he makes a joke about his hairline again.
Oh, yeah, because, well, they're fucking as well. And
yeah.
And she's, like, caressing his hair. And she's like, what? Why are you doing this? And he's like, I'm fighting male pattern baldness.
Yep.
But they laugh it off. Yep. Which I think that laugh was improvised. I don't think they were supposed to laugh.
Well, because then she's like, oh, we should set my mom up with his boss.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, because I think she likes the receding hairline thing. And he's like, oh, well, it must run in the family.
Yep.
It's like, oh,
yo, what a king. That's right. What you got to do. You got to embrace it, baby. You're going to get it. Oh, that's what happens.
Yeah. So then what happens is that we cut to the sewer again. Mm-hmm. And another baby alligator's been dumped.
Holy shit. Instagram boom. Vine boom.
Yep. So
it's going to be...
kill me.
Yep.
It's gonna be. It's not gonna be alligator. It's gonna be the sequel, Crocodile.
Lyle, Crocodile, played by Shawn Mendes.
That's true. I forgot about that. Alligator 2.
The Mutation.
The Mutation.
Coming next year on the Horror Daddies. But yeah, that's Alligator.
It.
I'm just here drawing my alligator real quick.
That's very cute. You want to show your artwork to the class?
Hell no. Nah.
Show it.
No.
Show it.
Okay. It's my gator.
She's so fucking beautiful.
Look, Vin Diesel likes
it. You can see my notes. Oh my God. Bless you, Jesus.
Holy fucking
asshole. I got my baby gator here with me.
Oh man. Sorry about that.
Alrighty.
So this was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it. So we're going to do our ratings and our review. Yeah. Would you like to start with yours?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
No, fuck E.T., bro.
Oh.
There's like a theory about this movie because I think the writer, let me just double check. I think the writer was supposed to write this movie called Star Sky or something like that.
Star Trek.
So yeah, that one. So it's like Star Sky that was supposed to be like an alien coming to Earth or whatever, and it got scrapped and eventually turned into E.T. It was supposed to be like a horror movie, but then they turned it into E.T. And in E.T., one of the kids talks about how like someone got their legs eaten by an alligator in the sewers.
Well, I've always heard that myth of like, oh, there's gators in the sewers.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So that's where it comes from, because it's like, was it a reference or was it just because it was someone that was working on this movie?
Maybe. I know the guy that the dad in Malcolm in the Middle did some of the special effects, assisted in some of the special
effects. Yeah, he was a PA for this one, you know. And in Robert Foster, I think, was in Breaking Bad, which he's the main character. He's Walter White, which is awesome. I'm like, wow, look at these two legends connecting. It's so weird. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Rating? Review?
Yeah, so my rating is 3 stars with a heart. Follow me on Letterboxd. My review is another movie in where humans try to kill an innocent animal who was just trying to live its life. It's not his fault. He was flushed down the toilet. Yeah, sure. He had to find a way to survive. Justice for Ramon.
Justice for Ramon. Come on, brother. That's a good one.
Thank you.
I also gave it a 3-star.
Yeah.
And my rating was, or my review was, better than all the Jaws sequels. Even though this movie is literally a copy of the original Jaws, it has a lot of charm and cheese to it that makes it quite enjoyable. Even after being a cheap knockoff, this film has incredible shots and amazing animatronic. The gator always looked great and found creative ways to make it look intimidating. Also, leave my man's hairline alone, brother. He can't help it. But
first
that's it.
First of all, you haven't seen Jaws of Revenge.
Yeah, let's see. If the trend happens, it's going to be shit when
it's
we watch it.
It's actually pretty good.
It's not that bad. And if you want to follow me, I'm Hung12Inch at Letterboxd.
And I am Carlos Mars II on Letterboxd.
We'll put it all on our Horror Daddy's Instagram, which you should follow us there.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Also, best kill?
I'm going to have to give it to...
There's like a couple... Was it the howling bitch?
I think Colonel Brock, because you actually see like him inside of the animatronic getting eaten.
Yeah.
It's like a far away shot.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. I think I like that one as well. I think emotionally, I like Kelly's. Because it's like you see David being like, oh, fuck. Like, even when he says no, like he seems hurt. Like, fuck. Like he's
also
responsible.
The lead up to it with the creepy shots of the gator. Yeah. It's in the dark.
Hey, if you take the whole scene into consideration, that one's like one of my favorites.
That's
so
good too.
Yeah. And then daddy of the movie?
It'll be called David Madison.
Yep. David Madison.
Yeah, that was his last name.
Right, yeah. Or Robert Foster.
Or Robert Foster.
Yeah. Great.
Robert Foster. R for Robert Foster. Oh, for oh my God, look, it's Robert Foster.
But that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah. Are we missing?
No.
I feel like that was fast.
Do you want to do like Final Girl scenes when he blows up the bomb?
I don't know. We can't.
It's been a while, crocodile.
See you later, alligator.
What other bombs? Time's up. Oh, because the timer's running down.
Oh,
time's up. Gator.
Okay. Time to be the Florida man, gator.
Get out of my state.
Oh.
He's from Florida. Yeah. I wouldn't want him there either.
That's true. That's true. Okay, marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, Jesus.
The Gator. David.
Uh-huh.
And Slade.
Oh, come on. You got to kill Slade. But then I'm going to have to fuck one of them. Damn. Okay, I'm going to do this. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to kill the Gator.
Damn.
Because bestiality, brother. Mr. Bestiality.
Is that real? Look well, at Killer Croc.
It's an animatronic or the actual one?
Whatever you want the movie to be. Whatever you believe in.
Whatever I believe in. Okay, no, I'm going to kill the Gator.
We got some freaks on our Instagrams because I've been putting up the shark and then the demon from the Insidious, and a lot of people we want to fuck. And I'm like,
yo, no, bro.
I respect.
That's okay. No respect. Judgment here.
No judgment. I respect that. I respect the real answers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I'm going to kill the Gator. Mm-hmm. I'm going to marry Slade mm-hmm. because he's rich.
Okay.
But he's also old, so I can kill his ass and like... I get that money. And then I'm a fuck David because, you know, David's hot.
So. Yeah, I'm fucking David too, but I'm killing Slade and I'm marrying that Gator. Me and that Gator, we're going to go on Avengers. You remember how you said earlier Marissa's going to come out riding that Gator? That's going to be me. Bow down, peasants. This is my lake now.
I just yep. see you like, just like,
I'm going to be the Betty White of Lake Placid.
That's so funny. Oh, man. Yeah, that's pretty much it,
that's
though.
That's pretty much it. So, next week... Oh, uh-huh. Wait, I got to do my Dragon Ball Z voice.
Got to train that voice.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know. I have two movies in mind, but I think I'm going to go with this one. Because we haven't done a lot of sequels in a while.
Yeah.
Like, sequels of movies originals. That we started franchises of, and we just never...
There's so many movies.
I know there's a lot of movies, but it's not a sequel, it's another original. So join the horror daddies next. Wait, that's a trailer voice. That's not the same voice. Okay.
He's really practicing this.
Yeah, I've been. Join the horror daddies next week as they travel back to the desert and encounter underground worms.
Oh, shit.
Will Carlos be complaining because it's hot the whole time? And will John finally be like, damn, that worm looks like my dick? Join the horror daddies next week as we venture into Tremors.
Will Kevin Bacon save the universe? Or will the worms take the world forever?
And will Reba McEntire sing some country music to us? Is it Reba McEntire? I think it is. Sing some country music to us.
Allegedly.
It's been a while, so wow, yeah, Tremors. Join us next week for Tremor. I think it's time.
Okay, I'm down. Mm-hmm. Damn, we gotta do the sequels to those two.
We don't have to.
Okay, cool.
The second one, yes. Okay, after that's that, fine. We don't have to.
That's cool.
The second one, I crazy. Fucking love the second one.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. Wow, so there you go for next week. While you're here, thank you for listening or watching. If you're on our YouTube, go subscribe and go check out our social medias. We also got merch. You can look at our king here looking all slim.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Slim.
Also, follow us on Letterboxd. Everywhere else, we have merch. You mentioned, Okay, yeah. I'm just repeating everything he's saying.
There you go. So that's it, baby. Mm-hmm.
And remember.
See you later, alligator.
See you in your dreams.
Horror daddies.
Bye, guys.
Bye.